There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And when you hear that bell, you know I need to get my Bible. And this time you need to turn to Judges chapter 16. We are studying the history that is in the Bible. And we've been looking at the history in the book of Judges and how one after another these judges ruled and delivered Israel. And we've come to the story of Samson. And we're going to complete that story beginning in Judges chapter 16, verse 1. And we'll read to the end of the chapter. And then I think we're going to turn over and begin a study of the book of Ruth. And you'll understand why when we get there. So get your Bible ready. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901, but you'll follow along well with the old King James Version. And I don't know about all the other translations, but you get what you have and see how you can follow along, and we'll see what we can learn from this well-told story. While you're turning to Judges 16, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you'll take your seats and pull out your school book, that is your Bible, and turn to Judges chapter 16, the class will come to order, and we now begin. Judges 16 and verse 1. And Samson went to Gaza and saw there a harlot, and he went in unto her. And it was told the Gazite, saying, Samson is come in hither. And they compassed him, and lay in wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, Let be till morning light, then we will kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and lay hold on the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and plucked them up, bar and all, and put them on his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of a mountain that is before Hebron. Judges 16 and verse 4. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, and said unto her, Entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said unto Samson, Tell me, I pray thee, wherein is thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee? And Samson said unto her, They bind me with 7 green withes that were never dried, then thou shalt become weak, and as another man. So the lord of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withes, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now she had liers in wait, abiding in the inner chamber, and she said unto him, The Philistines are upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withes as the string of a toe is broken when it touches the fire, so his strength was not known. Judges 16:10. And Delilah said unto Samson, Behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, If they only bind me with new ropes, wherein no work hath been done, then shall I become weak and be as another man. So Delilah took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said unto him, The Philistines are upon thee, Samson, and the liers in wait were abiding in the inner chamber, and he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, Hitherto hast thou mocked me and told me lies. tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, If thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with a web. And she fastened it with the pin, and said unto the Philistines, The Philistines are upon thee, Samson. And he awaked out of his sleep, and plucked away the pin of the beam and the web. And she said, How canst thou say, I love thee, when thy heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times, and have not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him that his soul was vexed unto death. And he told her all his heart, and said unto her, There hath not come a razor on my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak, and be like any other man. Judges 16:18. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once, for he hath told me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her, and brought the money in her hand, and she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, The Philistines are upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I'll go out as at other times and shake myself free. But he knew not that Jehovah was departed from him. I want you to notice that verse. In Judges chapter 16 and verse 20, right there at the last, he knew not that Jehovah was departed from him. I wonder how many people there are today that don't really realize that God has left them, and before the devil, they have been shorn of their spiritual strength. Ignorance is a dangerous thing. Well, it says he knew not that the Jehovah was departed from him. So let's read Judges chapter 16 and verse 21. And the Philistines lay hold on him and put out his eyes. And they brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. I've heard this called the blinding, binding, grinding of sin. But now Judges 16:22. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again, and he was shaved after he was shaven. Now Judges 16:23. And the lords of the Philistines gathered them together to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon their god, and to rejoice, for they said, Our God hath delivered Samson our enemy into our hand. And when the people saw him, they praised their god, for they said, Our God hath delivered into our hand our enemy, and the destroyer of our country, who hath slain many of us. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, Call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made sport before them. And they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, Suffer me, I pray thee, that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house resteth, and that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women. All of the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. Judges 16:28. And Samson called unto Jehovah and said, O Lord Jehovah, remember me, I pray thee. And strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my 2 eyes. And Samson took hold of one of the 2 middle pillars upon which the house rested, and leaned upon them, the one with his right hand, the other with his left. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead that he slew at his death were more than they that he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he judged Israel 20 years. Quite the story there about Samson, isn't it? You know, I think it's interesting, Samson being a judge and being a deliverer. And it was at the time that he died that he made his greatest deliverance. And the number that were killed, because of the death of Samson, the number that perished were 3,000. I think then into the New Testament. You know, there was one mightier than Samson. He may not have looked like a strong man, but with his voice he could calm the seas. They crucified him. But he was giving his life willingly. And because of his death, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were saved. The Samson, the strong physical man of the Old Testament, took the life of 3,000 in his death. But that strong spiritual man, the God-man Jesus, saved 3,000 by his death. That was immediately 3,000. But then the number of the disciples were added to and multiplied, and those who will come to Jesus, even today, can be saved by him because of his death. Now, we're going to look at another story from the book of Judges, and this is the book of Ruth. And if you look in the first verse of the book of Ruth, it says, "It came to pass in the days when the judges judged." And so what happened in the book of Ruth happened during that time of Judges. And the book of Ruth is such a different book from the book of Judges because, oh, the book of Judges is about man's sin and its consequences and all the turmoils and war and bloodshed and the deliverers that would come and fight battles and warfare. And in the midst of all of this terribleness going on, we read this beautiful pastoral story about Ruth and Boaz and Mara. Well, it's going to be beautiful as we read it. In fact, I think I'll be able to get started on it in this class. I may go ahead and begin reading it now, but I want to point out this. And I'll point this out again when we get to read the whole story. One of the reasons the book of Ruth is so important is because of the connection that Ruth makes between the patriarchs and David. You see, in the book of Genesis, we read about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then we read that Jacob had the son named Judah. And then how Judah had a son named Perez. And then when we come to the book of 1 Samuel, we're reading about Jesse and David and Solomon. Well, who was it that lived between the birth of Perez and the birth of Jesse? Well, we know the lineage and we can link them up because of what we're told in the book of Ruth. It's found right at the end of the book of Ruth, Ruth chapter 4, and in verse 18 it says, "Now these are the generations of Perez." Now that's the son of Judah from the book of Genesis. "Perez begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David." And so if you are counting, that is 8 generations. 8 generations between the close of the book of Genesis and the story of David that picks up in the book of Samuel. And that's an important part of this story. We'll do rereading the book of Ruth. You may want to mark it there in your Bible, Ruth chapter 1 and verse 1. And we'll be able to read the entirety of this story when we return with our class the next day. That'll be tomorrow. In the meantime, if you get a chance, visit us at the Rockcliffe Church of Christ.